Hello everyone, my name is Taylor.
And I am Ray. And you can see my beautiful face now, yes.
That's Peyton.
Yeah, we got pictures to show that we're beautiful ladies.
No one told me we were dressing up. What is the deal, Taylor? Yes.
Yeah, man, you really went all out. Like, you put on makeup and everything.
Well, you know, this is going up in public, and sometimes I really worry that a future employer is gonna see the stuff that I do, so...
this is entertainment, alright, you know? So if you do anything wrong, or if you look like a mess, then you just say that it was all acting.
That is total bullshit.
No, okay, well, you know what your employer's gonna look for? Is confidence. So if you just lie through your teeth with confidence, you'll impress them.
No, I applied for a job once, and that is not true, yes.
Well, I don't actually know. I work at a gas station, and have for a lot longer than I care to admit.
Have you ever thought about, I don't know, applying for a different job?
What do you mean, like one of those super gas stations? Like one of those really big ones that sell pizza and everything?
No. That's not exactly...
Man, because that would be such an upgrade. Oh, gosh, I could take, like, lunch break and then just go eat lunch at the gas station. No, wait, that sounds awful.
I mean, like, maybe work for, a bank as a teller or something like that? I don't know.
Banks don't sell pizza, Taylor, yes.
Yeah. And aside from that, I would have to fill out a job application. And you know what I freaking hate about those things? They always ask for 3 references, but you know who I know?
Well, you know me.
Yeah, and I know Peyton.
She knows Peyton, yes.
Which is not gonna look really good on a background check.
No, I'll turn up all kinds of stuff, yes.
So, I mean, in reality, I know one person.
Well, I mean, you know the manager who runs your gas station.
Yeah, but guess what? They ask for 3 job references? I've worked at the gas station.
Okay.
Yeah, see, and everything's done with computers now, so you put in your application, and the computer's just like, nope.
Well, not necessarily. You know, at my workplace, we still get faxes. Like... people will file a job application online, and then the computer will just send us a fax of their job application. It's weird.
Oh, so it's like the future of tomorrow, yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know why. They just used an antiquated system and combined it together with the future.
Is that the future of tomorrow, yesterday, though? Yes. That implies that you got the future yesterday.
Okay, maybe it's the future of yesterday, tomorrow.
Well, we have it, so it's the future of yesterday, today.
Living precisely in the moment.
Yeah, I guess that's just the present.
I still think it's the future of yesterday, tomorrow, though. Because it's like yesterday they thought that we were going to have jetpacks, and now we do, but they're like... water-based, so you have to hook them up to a big hose and it's super inconvenient.
And flying cars suck too, yes.
Yeah, flying cars are expensive and disappointing, but we do have them, so there's like a compromise.
You know what I hate about the computers, yes. They are stealing our jobs and then giving them to the gorillas, yes.
What? How is that even a conclusion you can draw?
Because!
Affirmative action, yes. They look at your job application and they say, are you a gorilla? And the answer is yes.
Man, no, do you know how you get qualified for a job? You go to school, and you get the relevant credentials. We all went to the same school. Do you guys...
Yeah, there was a lot of gorillas at our school.
All we get hired for is manual labor, man, and those wages have not gone up in a while.
Oh, man, do you remember when we were in Miss Beattie's class, and we had to share desks? Like, they paired us up monkey to gorilla, so that we could maximize desk space use?
Yeah, that was weird.
I tried never to show up to that class. It was too cozy.
You know what, though? I will never figure out how old Pete, our bus driver, convinced the district to let him install that big blower engine and the spoiler on the back of his bus.
Yeah, I can't figure out if that was because our district was so poor or because old Pete was just so...
Old
Pete.
That guy was frickin' awesome.
I heard rumors he was like a war vet from some South American country, yes.
He never said anything. You would just get on his bus. And he would make direct eye contact with everyone.
He repainted the whole thing. Flames on the front, the word school was spelled with a K on the side.
I always appreciated the naked girl on the side. But what do you suppose he put the stamps on there for?
Yeah, I always worried that those were kills. I don't know what he was killing, though. I tried to ask him once, and he just stared me down. Never again.
You know what? He always wore that cape, and for years, I thought it was because he was a vampire. Like, I didn't realize you could just wear a cape because you were weird.
It wasn't a vampire cape. That was like an Evel Knievel cape.
Well, I didn't know Evel Knievel. I thought it was a vampire cape.
I heard that he was able to get that bus set up because he once saved the governor's life. And according to law, that means that you can then challenge the governor to one duel of some sort. And if you win the duel, you can get a thing related to the weapon that you won the duel with.
What do you mean related to the weapon you won the duel with?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the way that the law is written. It has to have to do with the way that you defeated the guy in the duel.
So, like, if you shot him, you get to change gun laws?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
So, how did he beat the governor? Was it, like, vehicular manslaughter?
No, it was a drag race. Old Pete used his bus to drag race the governor, and Old Pete won.
Dang it.
Yeah, I mean, Old Pete is awesome, right?
No, I mean, I'm mad, because how come Old Pete didn't get us more funding for school?
Taylor, How the heck was he gonna have a duel over school funding? Like, what was it gonna be, an accounting contest?
Yeah, I mean, would that get more funding to the school?
I guarantee you the governor was way better at math than old Pete. Trust me, this was for the best.
Well, the point I was making before we got distracted about old Pete was that we didn't have the best of education, and, that's what matters.
Yeah, geez, look how I turned out.
In fairness, yes. You probably would have been Ray no matter where you went to school.
Yeah, but imagine if they'd invested more money into Ray. They would have had a shinier, prettier looking Ray.
Yeah, but they still would have had Ray on their heads though, yes.
I mean, that kind of falls into that nature versus nurture debate. Do you think that Ray is just born to be Ray? Or might she have been a better person if they,
put me on a rocket and sent me to the moon.
I was gonna say, taught you, like, engineering.
Pretty sure you need to be an engineer or something to be a spacecraft not.
A spaceman, yes.
Thank you.
I guess in a really roundabout way, if you assume that you would had a much better career and they put you in that better career because you had the credentials, then yeah, sure, this works.
Yeah, see, if I'd been like the president of the entire planet, I would have been so much better off.
You know, maybe it's better that everything turned out the way it did.
I'd be a great president. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I would blow it away.
All right, so what's your tax plan?
Whatever the lobbyists want me to do.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I know what's up.
I mean, I don't have a rebuttal to that, so.
So I win.
I don't know if you could call it a win, but I'll just concede.
Legalize marriage, yes.
But between the gay marriage? You've already won. They already did that.
No, just in general, legalize a new form of marriage, yes.
Like, do you have anything in mind?
No, I just love the slippery slope, yes.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, man. There's this joke. So there's this YouTuber. He's the world famous artisan bubblegum, so you guys all probably know who he is. But anyway, though, he had this joke where he was gonna run on a platform of zero change. Like, you elect him, and when he gets out of office, everything is exactly the same as when he got in. No job growth, no economic growth, no nothing, but also nothing went down.
I don't know if that's like a terrifying campaign promise, or the best possible campaign promise I've ever heard.
Well, you know, so many politicians run on a promise of change, and making things different, and look how it pans out! Things change and it's terrifying!
We have to stop the change, yes!
Exactly! It's time we voted for a candidate who promises to do nothing. Like, actually nothing. Maintain exact stasis.
I just thought I would interject for like a minute to just barely comment on Dong Kong here.
Yes, Dong Kong. I'm glad that we have all agreed that's what we're calling this.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we found the clam that produces the giant Nosgoth pearl.
Oh, yeah, it's the giant Nosgoth clam. Yeah.
It's not Nosgoth, yes.
You don't know that. There might have been Donkey Kong Island in Nosgoth.
Dong Kong Island.
Yeah, right, that one.
Illegalized marriage, yes.
I thought we'd move past this.
No, guys, it just occurred to me. This slippery slope works both ways. Yes, what if you illegalized gay marriage, and then you just kept going on an illegalization spree? What if you illegalized all marriage, yes?
What if you did? I mean, I'm actually more impressed with the idea that the slippery slope goes both ways. I guess,
I mean, I guess you could actually, it's a fallacy, so you could abuse it on either side.
Yes, every time I don't like something now, and people say that a thing shouldn't happen because another thing might happen, I want to just go in reverse.
So like, you're at a party, and you don't want to drink very much, and so someone goes, oh, you know, you shouldn't have one drink, because one drink will lead to two, and then two will be three, and then pretty soon you'll be passed out drunk with a penis on your forehead.
No, but if I don't drink though, I might never drink again, and I will die from dehydration.
I mean though, like, drinking more alcohol than you meant to is like, that's a legitimate slippery slope.
Shoot, that's the problem with fallacies, isn't it? Is that sometimes they're not actually wrong.
Also, I just want to point out that you made a reference to male genitalia, so.
Well, I mean, I don't mean like a floppy flaccid just lying on, like, I mean like,
okay.
If somebody drew
right,
it on
was,
your forehead.
You know, just gonna point out that that's probably a demonetization.
We're not making any money. Speaking of, if you guys want to support us on Patreon, we would really appreciate that. Also, there's a comic about us, so you can understand the context of the universe that we live in. That is in a link in the description. It's pretty great. You should check it out. We're wrapping up the video. Thanks for playing with us, everybody. You guys have a great day.